And it's time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You can weigh in on Top 5 Tuesday if you'd like, or if you just want to share your memories of Matt Ryan and his great career as an Atlanta Falcon the day after he announced his official retirement. You can do so too, because that is what our wake-up call is also for.
You can also hit us on the socials on X at 929 Morning Shift, at MPJohnson79, at SquidBilly929 if you want to weigh in. Look, and I got my guy UGA Dog. He sends the video of all of Matt Ryan's touchdown passes to the Falcons hooked up yesterday. And he says 2250, just in case y'all are wondering. And, yeah, I'm with him, man. That's a pretty good, it's a pretty good one. happy to be a blip on the radar.
I just read J.I. Mary 8812's tweet. And he says, Mike, how can you not include Matt's comeback against the Seahawks? And then he goes, also, how can you keep saying the hay is in the barn when you know that Squidbilly is a true farmer?
Was working the hoe yesterday.
Hey, I think, I was hanging with Mr. Cooper earlier downstairs and getting some water, and he was in there.
He goes,
man, you were working it yesterday, because he was there at the urban farm that we worked at. I said, that's right.
He was like, impressed by your farming skills.
I said, well, I'd take it back to my roots, T. Coop. You know, I got
Also, our guy Chris Belcher says, I would have added his scramble for a touchdown in the NFC Championship.
All right, fair enough.
Not a comeback, that is a great moment. And I mentioned that to you as well.
Yeah, you did.
So, J.I. Mary, 81, that was a genuine first read, laugh out loud, because that made me, that's funny.
Again, this is our wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. And to the lines we go, we have Travis, who is on I-75. Hope you're driving safe. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, you guys just read out my moment at the NFC Championship. Just the excitement that was happening in the Dome that day. And just remembering the visual of seeing him scramble, hit the end zone with half of his shoulder pad hanging out the jersey and spiking that ball. I'm not the biggest Matt Ryan fan, but I can't deny the consistency that he brought to Atlanta and the good memories. So big ups to Matt, big ups to Sarah, the Ice Cubes, man. What a career for Atlanta, man.
Nice call.
Sarah,
good job, Travis.
We appreciate the call, Travis.
And I will say that's the one overarching kind of theme behind all of the stuff I had in top five, and even the ones I looked at and didn't put on there, was the excitement that was happening with the Atlanta Falcons. And, whatever, better or worse, whether you're an Arthur Smith or Desmond Ritter fan or whatever it was last year, got to get that excitement back in the building, because the Dome and the Benz were rocking back when Matt Ryan was in that uniform.
Let's go to McDonough. Good morning, Jason. What's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
All right, listen, so before I get to my Matt Ryan point for a minute, I just wanted to say, when I first started listening to y'all, I was a member of Squid Nation, but he's a little bit too confrontational, so I figured I'd swap over to Mike's Mafia, right?
Let's go!
That ain't what ended up happening, because Mike forgot his diapers one day. So I'm a member of the TIFF / Tribble Troublemaker.
Oh, wow,
because there's nothing better than poking the bear.
Well, I guess
I appreciate that.
I guess Mike just got guilty of premature celebration.
I did. I can respect that, man. I can respect that.
All right, so here's my point. When I fell in love with Matt Ryan, it was the NFC Championship game, but it wasn't the scramble. It was the last 4 or 5 minutes, and I don't remember the exact time. You guys are probably better at this. But he had a separated shoulder. And if they hadn't mugged Roddy, we'd have been in the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah,
that's just what I wanted to tell you. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate that, Jason. And sometimes you just have to, learn before you realize where you should be. And so we all go through bad relationships. And then you find the one. So, did you want to expand more on his Matt Ryan memory?
That was a 2012 game, and he was talking about with the separated shoulder. And Matt hit Harry Douglas down the sideline. I thought Harry was going to walk in, and He did not make it. Not going to rag him because there's some people that do. And Harry's a friend of mine and that I've gotten to know really, really well from his playing days to his days in the media. But that was unfortunate. And Matt still drove him down to his point. He did get Roddy, by the way, ding. Roddy got mugged.
I will always remember that game personally. I remember part of our game plan was actually to put me in motion and to try to flip the formation when I was playing tight end. I'll never forget going in motion. I was like, I'm going in motion in the NFC Championship game. I have arrived. And but, yeah, nonetheless, that's a tough memory for me as well, man. And I know it is for a lot of Falcons fans.
Back to the lines. Good morning, James, in College Park. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. How everybody doing?
What's up, James? Welcome in.
Real quick, before I get to my mom, I just want to say I was in attendance for that 2016 divisional game and the championship when we went from Seattle and then beat Green Bay to go to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But my favorite moment is my first ever game in 2010. I went with my granddad, and Matt Ryan threw his wristband in the crowd, and just so happened I caught it. I didn't even realize what it was until somebody said it because I was kind of in shock. And I just want to say hashtag Squid Nation.
Yeah, that's right.
What just happened? Sounded like a minion calling in.
Hey,
evil laugh
wave of emotions from memories to then saying Squid Nation. Kind of like the roller coaster just went off track.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what.
That is a cool memory, though.
It is a great memory. And, you know, hashtag Squid Nation. I mean, that's a perfect call. Dylan, we should have had some clapping for that. It's a perfect call.
Dylan's working the lines here. So let's go to
Nick Nolte? Nick Nolte's on the line.
Yeah. Nick Nolte in Atlanta.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Good to be back.
What's up, buddy? Good to hear from you.
Good. I just, you know, I hope not to take too much time here. Just love the guy. Absolutely grew up with Matt Ryan as my quarterback and, you know, obviously came in the situation he came in. I think what's often overlooked is the fire and the passion in the guy. I think yesterday during his press conference, he talked about, you know, his durability, only missing three games. His uncle played at BC, you know, broke his thumb, and, you know, Doug Flutie ended up taking his job, and he kept that with him his whole career. And just respect the hell out of the guy. One of the guys you want to get a beer with, play around a golf with. You know, in the last few years we get Ritter and Mariota. You know, we took it for granted. Absolutely love Matt Ryan. Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, man.
We appreciate it.
That's a good call. I thought that was really interesting, too, that Matt said, look, they paid me a bunch of money, and it was like, I know that he talked about the Doug Flutie, but he also says, like, that was like kind of that was my way of giving back, to be the guy that put in all the work and doesn't miss any games, and he was extremely durable.
The fiery stuff that he mentioned. Remember that clip? I don't know if it was NFL Films. There were probably several of them, but you could actually hear, and maybe he dropped a couple choice words in there too, but it was great for stuff that some of us got to see or even, you know, maybe experience too on a firsthand basis, but for everybody to kind of finally see that clip of him, you know, chewing guys out.
Yeah.
To really show just how passionate he was about the game.
Well, he had the one where get the F off the field to the Panthers.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then there's one in Tampa on a Thursday night, and Julio and Sanu they're in motion, and he looks over, and I think it was actually at Julio, and he's like, get Blanket set! The mic catches it, and I think Wes might have said something to us. I'm sitting there in the booth, and I'm like, well, okay, that was loud and clear.
I do want to say, and he mentions this is just the kind of guy you want to get a beer with and play around and golf with. I have done both on multiple occasions, and it is definitely something that I'll tell my son about. You know, like, look, when the Mount Rushmore of Atlanta athletes, and, you know, I'm proud to call him a friend. Good dude.
Back to the lines. Good morning, Jeremiah in Dallas, Georgia.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, I want to say I love my time in Mike's Mafia, but I'm taking my talents to Squid Nation.
What is going on right now?
Yes! All right, Jeremiah.
What is going on right now?
I was a nobody before I joined the Nation.
Mike, it's nothing personal.
It feels
I
personal.
Met Squid while we were working out, and, you know, it's just, I got to be a part of the Nation.
Let me ask you this, Jeremiah. Okay. Did he slip you some cash?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, where was the check
written? No, I just saw the glorious nature that Squid was working out, and I was like, man, I got to be a part of that.
There's nothing glorious about that. I've seen it before.
Jeremiah gets in there. He gets after the gym.
There's something
fishy going on right now.
There's something really fishy going on right now, man. I don't know.
Let's let Jeremiah get to his Matt Ryan comment.
But listen, Matt Ryan is my GOAT, absolutely is my GOAT. I was actually there at that Chicago game in the end zone that Elam made the kick. I was hugging everybody, so many strangers that I'd never hug in my life, but everybody was so happy. It was one of the best moments. I got to go there with my dad. Great time. Love Matt Ryan. Greatest Falcon of all time.
Nice work. And you all became fast friends after that night.
Perfect call.
Yeah, you all became fast friends after that night.
You just remember, this was a house that Squid Billy built.
That's right.
I just have a hard time believing he met Bo in person, and that's when he joined the nation. Like, usually it's the other way around. It's like, I met Bo, I couldn't do it.
I had to leave. I had wads of cash on you or something? No, I'm just walking around like I do.
Did you tap your phone on his Venmo?
I got that Squid swagger, baby.
You can tell you're lying. You can tell.
No, I met Jeremiah. I met Jeremiah at the gym the other day. Jeremiah actually served for our country, so we appreciate that. And he works. He gets his workouts in during the lunch break, which is, you know, I'm in there.
Then his workouts have to be far more intense than anything you were
doing. Oh, yeah, he's getting after it. He's getting after it, for sure.
I have questions still. All right, we're going back to line.
Squid swagger, it's real.
Mike's Mafia, agent number 66 in Dawsonville.
Come on down, sir.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, buddy? Good to have you.
Director Johnson, I got your back. Don't worry. We're holding down Mike's Mafia.
Thanks, buddy.
We're doing fan-related investigations.
Illegal recruiting, tampering.
Hey, you know, I was a huge Vic fan through all that. And then when everything turned south, it was just so disheartening as a Falcons fan. And then Petrino and Harrington and all that just, oh, my God, it was just horrible. And then, you know, when Matty came in, you know, it was like, well, is this going to work out or not? And, you know, it seemed like things were going really good. And then that game you're talking about with the Bears is what is burned in my brain. If there's one play I remember, it's that out route that he threw to the left sideline and Jenkins caught it. And it was, you just called it number one on your list. I was like, God, he stole my thunder. But, I mean, that is the one play that I will never forget. I was at a friend's house, and I jumped up off the couch. I was like, oh, my God, they're going to win, you know. Yep. And I was so excited. And so there you have it.
Nice call, man. Nice
Go
call.
Go Matty Ice.
Yeah, that's it.
We appreciate that call, Mike. Hey, we have a lot of people calling the lines right now. Of course, a day after Matt Ryan has announced his official retirement, signing a one-day contract with the Atlanta Falcons. So, if you want to try to get in, you can call us, and we will get to you on the other side. We're extending the wake-up call. You can call us again at 404-726-0929. That is what lies ahead. We'll also try to get to the Braves as well here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.